the news at 1. The vacant post of head of the country's National Cyber Security Centre is to be re-advertised on Friday on a salary of €184,000. The Minister of State with responsibility for cyber security, Oisin Smith, is currently addressing the Joint Committee on Transport and Communication. The hearing comes after the Health Service executive was the subject of a major ransomware cyber attack in May of this year. A short while ago, Sinn Féin TD Darren O'Rourke asked Minister Smith about a recently completed review on the capacity of the National Cyber Security Centre.
It's the case that the report finds that, in my opinion, the NCSE is not fit for purpose. It's under-resourced, it's overtasked, and its structural and legislative foundations are wholly inadequate. And I think that's a very damning indictment. It says that the NCSE doesn't currently have the organisational design or capacity to achieve the objectives of the National Cybersecurity Strategy.
I think your first question is around, you know, does the government accept the recommendations of the report? And the answer is that we do. And do we accept the recommendations for the additional staffing? And in fact, the decision that was made at Cabinet earlier this year was to go beyond that level. I recommended a higher staffing complement that was accepted. It will be a challenge to recruit additional cybersecurity staff at a time when cybersecurity threats are increasing for all countries and for all critical infrastructure providers. So there is a lot of there is a lot of competition in the market, but there's a need as well for additional training and education. So the part of the response to this is to increase the number of people who are being trained up at every level.
Minister of State Oisin Smith of the Green Party. Well, let's talk now to Ronan Murphy, who's CEO of Smart Tech, which provides IT security services to the health sector. A very good afternoon to you, Ronan Murphy. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. This report, this review carried out into the National Cyber Security Centre, according to a report in the Irish Times website this lunchtime, found that the centre was under-resourced and overtasked and did not have the organisational design or capacity to meet its goals. Would those findings surprise you?
Look, I think everyone globally is struggling with cybersecurity. It's well known and well documented that there's 2 million job vacancies in the industry globally. So I think particularly for government sectors, it's difficult to compete with the private sector to attract the talent and to even find the talent. So it doesn't surprise me is the short answer.
This decision now to double the salary on offer for the director of the centre, €184,000, is the new figure. Is that going to be the salary that's going to attract the sort of talent that's required?
Yeah, look, I think that's a good salary. I mean, I think it's a very good number. It's an attractive role. I think there's a misconception that there's a silver bullet to fix this problem and that one individual is going to come in and stop this happening. It's a much bigger problem that governments and countries and corporations are facing. But I do feel that having that person in situ will be very helpful for framing the regulatory discussion and the strategy that the government implement moving forward.
The review we've been talking about makes, we're told, 45 recommendations, and it's about staffing, but other things as well, about developing a strategy for the centre, ensuring legislation is adequate to meet the task. Where do the priorities lie for really beginning to move Ireland up the table in terms of our level of cybersecurity?
Look, I think there's a tremendous opportunity for Ireland to be seen as a leader here. I mean, we're now home to some of the biggest tech companies in the world, some of the biggest data centres in the world. And I feel that the only way we can deal with this, and this, I'm saying this as somebody who deals with this challenge on a daily basis, is from a regulatory perspective. So I think that the centre has a unique opportunity to help frame the type of regulation that's required to fix this problem and deal with this problem adequately. And there's some good examples internationally, specifically in the US, of how they're building regulations that can help organisations improve maturity and improve capability to deal with this very, very significant challenge that we're facing.
So part of the job then of whoever is appointed, and hopefully there will be an appointment as director of the centre, will be to, if you like, advise on the framing of just that sort of just that legislation.
That's it, exactly. And I mean, I've listened to some of the debate around this, and there's this misconception that you know, if they have 50 people or 100 people, they'll stop the attack that that happened on the HSE. They won't stop that attack with 1,000 people or 2,000 people if the baseline fundamentals are not fixed. And the only way you'll really ever fix that is through a regulatory approach where organisations are audited and they have to demonstrate a compliance in line with best practice. And that's what they're doing in the US. It seems to be working effectively now. And I feel we have a unique opportunity as a country to lead in that regard.
And this isn't only about our own national security, the security of institutions like the HSE. We saw what happened earlier in the year. It's also about our reputation and our the opportunities to do business around the world, because those kind of standards will be demanded, will they, by anybody that we're dealing with?
I think they will, but with that said, I think every country is wrestling with the same challenges. And I think the opportunity here is actually for us to become a leader in this. But we have to be pragmatic about that, and we have to understand that this is going to be driven very much from a regulatory perspective, as opposed to, you know, trying to throw bodies at fixing the problem.
And when we talk about the seriousness of those in authority to tackle this, what do you make when you see, as we saw today, a report that the HSE is still using computers Windows 7 on many of its crucial healthcare areas?
Look, I work with manufacturing firms all over the globe, pharmaceutical, healthcare, many different industries, and many of them are wrestling with that same problem. So it's not as straightforward just to say that they've got legacy systems and they have to pull them out. Remember, a lot of the systems in hospitals and in healthcare are what we consider to be no touch, meaning they're not allowed to actually touch those systems, and they're being managed by Siemens or GE or other international companies. So I have a lot of sympathy for them when it comes to the challenge there. It's important to note that those vulnerable systems are not per se the reason why the HSE was hit. Now, they do introduce significant risk. There's no doubt about that. There is ways to address that. It is a challenge. And it is something I know that they're working hard to try and remediate, but that will certainly take time, and it does increase the risk exposure to subsequent attacks taking place.
Very good. Ronan Murphy of Smart Tech, thank you for that.